Wind chill of 11 below, did we say, Raj?
Yeah, warmed up from 12 below.
Oh, goodness. Spring here yet?
Yeah, sure, if you want it to be. I got a spring in my bed.
Depends on what you're drinking.
Hello.
312-981-7200 is the number. Matt Bubala here with you on 720 WGN. I saw this story in DNAinfo.com a couple of weeks ago.
That's a great company.
It is a great company. You should read information and news and listen to broadcasts about information and news at DNAinfo.com and here twice a day, weekdays in the, what news, 8 a.m. and 3 p.m.?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Right here.
Matt Bubala, broadcast editor for DNAinfo.com, tells you about the neighborhood news.
Say, what's in the neighborhood news today, Matt?
Well, today we're going to talk to the subject of a recent piece on DNAinfo.com. Kirk Sells is a comedian and rapper. I don't know that those jobs always go hand in hand, but Kirk is making it work. And right now what he's doing is walking across America to promote more and better, I think, after-school programs for kids in America's tough communities. Kirk is on the phone right now. Hey, Kirk, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for being up with us. I know it's late or early, depending on how you look at things. Did you already start the walk across America?
I've already started it, but not for today.
Oh, sure.
My buddy and I, Logan Mayberry, we're in Oklahoma, so we're waking up in Tulsa today.
Wow.
But we won't really get started till about 10 a.m. on our walk.
So you've walked so far from Chicago to Oklahoma?
We have.
And when did that start? How long has it taken you to get that far?
I started on November 1st. So this is day 68 for me. And I started on my own. I walked to St. Louis, and I have this buddy, Logan. He met me in St. Louis, so we started walking together there. He's on day 43, I want to say.
Wow. Do you know how many miles you've traversed?
I know it's probably getting close to 800, and it's really kind of tough to measure because I haven't really followed one road. Like, I haven't taken 66, for instance, to get here all the way. I've dove down back roads and seen parts of Illinois that most people probably haven't even seen before. Flanagan, Illinois, shout out to them because it was awesome just even coming down some roads with four numbers and running into places that I never really expected to be. So it's kind of hard to calculate the distance because there's been a lot of southwest. And then we have spent some good time on 66 as well.
Well, Kirk, by my estimations, you traveled about 12 miles per day then.
Yeah, that's probably right. And when I set out, I definitely thought that it would be more than that. I was thinking it'd probably be 20 to 25 miles a day. But one of the cool things that's happening to us is we're really experiencing the grace of America and just people in general. So I realized really early on that I didn't want to sacrifice, you know, those experiences or meeting all the people just for the stress of setting a goal with the time and the distance. Because this is probably the only time I'm going to walk across America.
Hopefully.
So I wanted to just make sure that, you know, I really got to soak it all in. So
yeah.
When you say that number, it's like, oh, my gosh, we're not going to make it there if we're doing 12 miles.
Yeah, because Kirk, I don't know, that's like if you're, you know, a decent clip, that's only 4 miles an hour. And so you're only walking like three hours a day.
Oh, I wouldn't even say that. I'd say we probably walk about 7 or 8 hours a day.
Oh, you are walking very slow then, aren't you? You're moseying down America.
Yeah, exactly. We've taken several rest days. For instance, in Tulsa, we've actually been here about 4 or 5 days. And the reason is because we just got plugged in with a great network. For instance, we've met some people that are on the city council who've been really excited about our walk. And especially here in Tulsa, they're very excited about Route 66. It's considered the home of it. I mean, I'm sure many places along the way will say the same. But because of that, the city commission wants to make sure that we have a good experience. So they've put us up in hotels, which we've been glad to accept.
Yeah.
And then during the day, we've been going around and meeting different officials and speaking with different news sources and business owners and all of that. And that's important to us because we're trying to spread some major awareness for what we're doing.
All right. So tell me why Compton. Do you actually live currently in Compton?
I don't live in Compton, but I live in Southern California in Los Angeles. And I commute to Compton. I actually teach rap to kids after school in Compton. And so I had done that for the 2015-2016 school year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to be doing it my whole life. So I came back to Chicago to actually, walk, but then also just make sure that as we're building this vision, I mean, there's a reason that I'm doing this in such a high visibility community. And it's because me and the team that I'm working with, we want to set a paradigm for what it looks like to really build dynamic after school programs and bring synergy between different nonprofits that are working in communities like that, so that we can set a model that people are encouraged by all across the country to sort of build in their own local communities.
Kirk, I have to ask you, because it's in Compton, which is a famous rapping area and a tough area. It's famous for being tough. And you would think, you know, some of the rappers in the school that you teach at is where Dr. Dre went, right?
It is.
Do the kids look at you as a white guy teaching them how to rap and say, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. I love it because you would definitely think that that was the case. And I think what's been successful for me, you know, they call me White Cheddar, so I keep it very, very cheesy with my raps. And that has been a great model because I'm not trying to pretend to be somebody that I'm not, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I went into the school and proposed this idea, I was working closely with the principals, and our idea was to have me go around classroom to classroom and actually perform for the kids and have a chance to present this idea. And so I did that, and I take a lot of pride in what I do. I think I'm pretty good at it, and I kept it cheesy from the word go. And because they see this white boy who's coming in and, you know, kind of gives that goofiness to it, that lightheartedness to it, but then also still has a little bit of lyrical skill, it really was that litmus test, and I think I'm proud to say I passed the test. So now when I walk onto campus, you know, there's big grins and people are like, what's up, White Cheddar? And they want me to come over and say hello to a freestyle circle and spit some bars and all of that. So really an interesting thing. Yeah, you might not think that I'd be embraced very well on that campus, but it's been quite the opposite.
We're speaking with Kirk Sells. He's a comedian and rapper. He's walking across America. He's in Oklahoma at the moment. You can find him on Facebook, facebook.com/whitecheddar. I think he'd need to say it that way. When we come back, also, he's tied in with the Evans Scholarship and what that means, and if it explains why he's carrying a golf bag as he goes across America. More with Kirk Sells next on 720 WGN. Like how Lindsay tagged that in there at the end. Just doesn't quite fit, but Builder Supply Outlet. Thank you, Lindsay. Lou Manfredini coming up a little later today, now that we speak about it, 7 a.m., and Lindsay's hosting today. Look at that. It's the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lindsay Smithwick filling in for Lou Manfredini. He's got the morning off, but producer Lindsay and a panel of experts are here to answer your home improvement questions. 6 a.m., we got Outside the Loop with Mike Steven. Is the solution to Chicago's gun violence tougher sentencing laws? A UIC professor explains why he doesn't think so when he joins Mike this morning. And at 5 a.m., of course, when we wrap up in about 43 minutes, we'll have, I believe, either O or Max with the morning show. If it's O, we'll get to find out how the big Rose Parade went. He hosts that every year for RFD TV. So hopefully it'll be Orion this morning. We'll get to chat with him about that, but we won't find out for just a little bit. Still, right now, we're chatting with comedian and rapper Kirk Sells, who's walking across America. Kirk, did you tell me you're in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
I am.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. So 800 miles and, you know, I don't know, somebody wiser than me might have told you, why don't you start this like in September because it's cooling off and it'll be nice. But you left in November. Now it's December. You're at least, well, actually, I guess it's January now, isn't it? Did you get out of the cold before it really hit, or did you have some days where you've really been freezing?
There have been some tough days, that's for certain. But, for instance, the day I started was 75 degrees and sunny on November 1st. So it was like, that was a beautiful kickoff, you know. And then I was listening to the weather report while I was just waiting to come on air with you for Chicago. And boy, I mean, you guys are getting it bad, aren't you?
It's a little chilly here right now. Yeah, maybe a little.
Yeah. Now, for us, so for instance, in the last couple of days in Tulsa, it's been 15, 20 degrees. But when we came in 4 days ago, it was 65 degrees. Mm-hmm. And we were actually sweating. We took off our gear because we had to kind of let it all air out. So we really, you know, on days like that, we're just beaming because we know that we earned that in such an epic way by actually having made it this far south. And then this upcoming week looks really nice for us. We're going to get some days in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So glad to have that warmth.
Is there a goal for when you want to get to Compton by?
There's definitely a goal. And now we're having the conversation about early April. But, again, just not really being able to anticipate what's around the bend. And that's one of the exciting things about the trip. So we just don't know who we're going to meet or what we're going to run into. And we're just kind of – the philosophy is yes. You know, if an opportunity comes, yes, we're going to embrace it. And that keeps us very busy. And it also sometimes deters us from getting in all the miles that we want to get in. But it's also just – it's turned out to be the right philosophy. Because we've just had such a blast saying yes to all these opportunities.
Now, explain to us why you are walking around with a golf bag as you do this.
Are you familiar with the Evans Scholarship?
It's a caddy scholarship, right?
Yeah. And anybody who's seen the movie Caddyshack knows about this. Because the guy Danny, he's pursuing this scholarship. And it's a real scholarship. In fact, Bill Murray's brother was an Evans Scholar at Northwestern University, and that actually inspired the movie. All the Murrays were caddies when they were kids, so it's about their older brother pursuing this thing. And what it is it's a four-year full-tuition scholarship. It's run through the Western Golf Association, and there's probably now about 16 universities that host this scholarship, most of them in the Big Ten. I actually received the Evans Scholarship back in 2004, so I went to Northwestern on a four-year full-tuition scholarship, which, as you can imagine, was the greatest blessing I could ever ask for.
Oh, especially to Northwestern. I imagine you're part of the growing big alumni group of comedian rappers that have come out of Northwestern.
Yeah, there's a massive fraternity of us. Look out for us, you know.
You guys are taking over the tailgates now, so you get the tie-in with the Evans Scholarship, and you're carrying the golf bag, but you're also carrying one club with you.
I'm carrying one club, and let me tell you why I'm actually, you know, carrying this golf club and why it's relevant to Compton. So in Compton, obviously, there's not really a country club setting, and there's not really opportunities to caddy. Well, our organization with Evans Scholars is growing in size. We have 10,000 alumni. The organization's been around since 1930. There's currently 900 kids on scholarship to college. But Evans Scholars wanted to start to look towards more underprivileged communities like Compton, or maybe, for instance, the south side of Chicago, Detroit, all that. You know, those areas in the Midwest, there's more programming. But in the inner city where there's no opportunity to caddy, we've developed an initiative called Caddy Academy. And what we'll do is we'll select young ladies. It's currently just young ladies, but eventually it'll be young men as well, that are in high school and don't have those opportunities. They'll fly them to Chicago for 7 weeks over the summer. And in those 7 weeks, then the kids will caddy, which is the main caveat for the scholarship. So you have to have caddied in order to be eligible for it. Mm-hmm. So after they've done that for 3 years, then they're very likely, because they're selected for their likelihood to get the scholarship in the first place. After those 3 years, then they'll get that same full tuition scholarship. So anyway, last year I had the privilege of introducing formally the Compton Unified School District to the Evans Scholars organization. And I'm proud to say that in March of last year, we selected our first three ladies. They've already completed a summer of Caddy Academy back in Chicago. And we're very much looking forward to, in 2019, being able to say we have three Compton caddies that are now going to college for free.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. That would be really neat. So, Kirk, explain to me how you're a comedian and a rapper. I understand what you do for the kids, and it's light and it's fun. Do you also actually perform outside of the kids, actually do shows, trying to make a record, all that good stuff?
Yeah, and it's very much a starving artist situation until it's not. I think that's just kind of the case in the entertainment industry. I actually perform in a lot of more unorthodox ways. So people in Chicago especially, they can catch me in the summer sometimes, or especially around like Labor Day or the Old Town Arts Festival. I'm walking around with a sign that has a big Facebook logo on it, and then it says White Chetta Live. And I love to walk up to groups of people and say, hey, guys, how are you? I'm White Chetta. I'd love to perform for you. If they say yes, then I flip that sign over, and I've got a whole list of songs on the backside. For instance, Hey Mom, I Need to Borrow Money, or Weed Versus Beer. And they pick off that menu, and I'll rap for them right there. So I like to kind of build that audience more organically. And I also then use my Facebook page as a portal to introduce all the talented people that I'm meeting along the way. So if somebody else comes along and says, oh, I'm a rapper or a singer, then I'll just, you know, turn my iPhone on them and say, come on, show our people what you got.
It sounds like a good time, and it sounds like you have fun doing it, and you've got your heart in the right place, trying to, you know, help kids and help bring back some of those school programs that so many schools are lacking these days because of funds and other issues. And I imagine as bad as things are here in Chicago, I imagine they can be just as tough in Compton. Kirk Sells is his name. He's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's got a ways to go. You can find him on Facebook, facebook.com/WhiteChetta. That's how I like to say it, Kirk. I'm sorry about that. Will you let us know when you start getting close? When should we check in again? A month from now?
Let me tell you what the real big goal would be. It would be to get a lot of people walking that last leg with us. Because we're talking about something that's truly important. There's no excuse in this country any longer for people to be living in communities of poverty, gang violence, drug abuse. We can do it. We really can. So we want to have that, for instance, last day or last couple of days, be symbolic on a national scale of people really embracing that charge. So April, let's do it. And Matt, I want to see you out there, okay?
Well, I got to be here, though.
Can you do a broadcast from abroad?
I will be there in spirit at the very least, Kirk, I promise you.
Perfect.
Maybe I'll walk in place as we talk next time.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, man, good luck. Stay safe. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you, sir. Kirk Sells, comedian and rapper, heading to Compton in Tulsa, Oklahoma right now. You can follow his progress at facebook.com/WhiteChetta.